We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, so we have a new rule. I actually think the NFL has, for all the talk about hip tackles and stuff, I think the NFL has possibly made the most exciting sport with the most magnitude. I think they may have added one of the most exciting plays in sports with their decision on the kickoff.
Yes.
The more you look at it, I am wondering, did the NFL make itself even better? Because I think the best play in sports... And I'll give him credit. I think Colin Cowherd said this a long time ago. This was like 15 years ago. But I think the best play in sports. What do you think is the best, most consistent play in sports?
Consistent?
That happens often. What is the most exciting play in sports?
Probably like a punt return, a kick return.
Third down.
Well, yeah.
Third down is the most exciting. And I think that adds to the excitement of NFL because you're trying to move the chains and you're trying to keep the ball in your position, possession. It's third down.
Yeah.
It's not like in the NBA where you have the ball and there's, you know, the possession, you figure it out. Baseball, but third down is the most exciting play in sports. And now the kickoff is going to be – I wasn't like a big complainer of what was going on with the kickoff, but now – we've seen what happens in the XFL. There's going to be a lot of strategy into this. So I'm actually really excited to see what this looks like. And I think the NFL might have hit yet another home run when they really didn't even need to. They're basically just running up the score now. But they're running up the score.
They're trying to always add on.
Because when they evolve, they evolve the right way. The NBA is the opposite.
Yes. The NFL is greedy, and it's a good thing for us. And I was a big complainer of the kickoff. How many times do you hear me say it's a waste of time? It's a complete waste of time. Well, it's not anymore. It's not a waste of time, and this is what I wanted, and this is actually exactly what I wanted. I referenced the XFL often. I think it's going to come to it's going to go so far as to actually affect roster makeup. You know, with guys that are maybe faster, a little smaller on kickoff block, kickoff return. That kind of thing, coverage, you know, you have to be able to cover some ground because you can't start running until the ball either is caught or touches the ground. And so I think it's going to affect roster makeup. I think it's going to be a very exciting play. I think we'll probably, quadruple the number of kickoff returns that go for a touchdown. It's no longer a waste of time. I like it.
I think it's going to be exciting, man. Yeah. And I wonder if this, you know, I think it helps Dameon Pierce. I think the way that this is laid out, it could help Dameon Pierce. It's a more physical situation, the kickoff, like at least from like a running back perspective. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. I think Frank Ross might actually be excited about this.
I think he should be. I think he is.
And I bet he's pretty giddy.
Yeah.
There's another rule proposal out there, and this one probably will not pass. This is from... Larry David. He was on the Rich Eisen show. Larry David, he wants to impact special teams as well.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to just flat out eliminate goalposts. This is Larry David explaining why he thinks goalposts should be eliminated in America's game.
Okay. Doesn't anybody see what I see? I don't know. Is it me? There's no reason for them. Suppose there was a baseball game and there were two parallel bars in deep center field that were 12 feet apart, and you could get a guy off the bench to hit a fungo, and if he got through the bars, you'd get a run. I mean, what's the point? It has nothing to do with the game.
He went on about a four-minute rant about goalposts in the NFL. And the weird thing is, like, when you hear him explain it, you're like, you know what? Yeah, he's right.
Hell no.
Yeah, he's right.
Hell no.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Kickers matter, too.
Yeah.
There's a theory. The other rule that passed was the hip tackle, which has led to a lot of football players questioning. Apparently, you just can't lift your legs up when you grab a guy.
I'd like to see this thing in practice.
So I guess you just can't lift, like, when you're sliding on him, you can't lift your legs off the ground. But if your legs are on the ground, then you're okay. You just can't, like, lift your legs up and, like, put your whole body weight on him.
Or the videos I've seen doesn't look like they're lifting their legs.
Yeah, I don't know about the videos. Yeah. I think the Mark Andrews one would be the one to watch.
Yeah.
But Tom Pelissero was on McAfee on ESPN. He actually has a theory that I think is the right theory. I think we could be seeing another version of when they made pass interference a challengeable call.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tom Pelissero's theory that he threw at McAfee on ESPN.
Here's what's going to happen. This is my prediction. They know that the officials, it's really hard to see, right? They've never been trained to look for this before. On top of that, they have no way to practice it. Like any new rule, you're only looking at in camp, right? And you're okay. Mm-hmm. We're looking for holding, this type of a grab, whatever. Nobody's hip drop tackling their teammate. There's basically no tackling in training camp. So the first time you're going to be seeing this is in the game. So what I would predict is going to happen is you will see some flags in the preseason. You will see a ton of fines, a lot of which may end up being overturned. But you'll get a flood of like 15 guys got fined for hip drop tackles. And what they'll hope is that sends the message. It scares everybody and they eradicate some of the technique before the regular season.
But I mean, the technique is not taught. You talk about them not being able to watch. Yeah. Like that's not a
like horse collar.
That's taught.
Not like you're grabbing the collar.
Well,
yeah.
I would say this. So I had one head coach tell me yesterday, they think that the real motivation here by the league, besides obviously wanting fewer injuries, is they think there are some teams that do teach it, that do suggest leaving your feet to use that and the unweighting, as they call it, onto the back of the ball carriers near your ankle.
I don't think so.
And so
that guy needs to be out of the league.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing is
let's punish the coach, not the the technique.
Well, remember when, in the early days trying to eliminate helmet contact, like launching was kind of the standard, like you couldn't leave your feet. And then they realized this is stupid because sometimes the worst hits, the guy's clearly still on the ground and just delivers the contact. And you shouldn't be going, oh, there's one toe on the ground. I think it's similar to that, where they're going to look for the most flagrant stuff. Again, you'll see a ton of fines. Everybody's going to lose their minds in August. We actually get into the games in September. I would bet you will see this called almost never.
There you go.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's his theory.
I could absolutely see that. I think that, and obviously the Texans are going to be one of the guinea pigs with the Hall of Fame game. But I think the NFL is so good at sending messages and then kind of backtracking. You mentioned the pass interference earlier. I think that was a great point, that they're going to legislate it just as a deterrent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it adds an element, man. Like, mm-hmm. If your product's good enough, controversy's not bad. Now, if your product sucks as far as, like, magnitude and you do something stupid, like the mm-hmm. NBA and MLB have done in different ways, you can't overcome it.
Yeah.
But a controversy among a really good product, a really meaningful product, it's not the worst thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Speaking of controversy,
mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to hear what you have to say about this.
About what?
You just I don't know. Sometimes you lose your you lose your coconuts whenever you
never ever
whenever you ever. Talk about certain things.
What are you setting me up for here?
I'm just asking you about Taylor Swift because there's been a couple of things that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have done this offseason that I just.
Did you see my tweet?
I just really want to get. I did not. I just want to get your take on this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three things, and I want you to just break these down. First one. Is they've gone on vacation to the, I think it's the Cayman Islands or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know where the hell it is.
It's Barbados. Yeah, it's Barbados.
All right, so they've gone to Barbados, mm-hmm. and they hung out. They spent some time together. And now there's photos
mm-hmm.
of them kissing in the water yeah. and all this. And those exact photos are with. You can see Taylor Swift with her former exes in those exact same situations at the exact same place.
Okay.
Is this fair or foul? She's just taking Travis Kelce where she takes all the other exes.
This is my place?
Fair or foul?
I think it's fair because I think she's probably comfortable with the seclusion and the, I guess, security.
I don't know, of some man. Of these places. She can mix it up, though. It's not like she can't mix it up. They're in the same water, the same towel, two different exes.
Yeah. No, I saw that. This is the tweet that I sent this morning. And I was very much tongue-in-cheek because there's a picture going around. Did you see this, Figgy?
There's a picture of her that looks like she's
yeah.
yelling.
She doesn't look like
she's yelling. She looks like she's chilling.
People are using that as like she's yelling.
Trav at it. And if she is, who cares? They're dating.
Yeah.
She's going to yell at him.
But if she's not. Like, I saw the video that this was screenshot from.
Yeah.
That she was just like trying to make a point. Yeah. And she was like talking, yeah. You know,
who
animated.
Cares about that?
Maybe she's saying the new rules suck.
Maybe she's saying that. Something. So people are going to, but this is where, and I'm going to bring this up again when the internet goes nuts, because she does have they have the internet going nuts. I meant confessions, not internet going nuts. You might be right on something here with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Okay.
There is paparazzi.
Yeah.
All over.
That's a lot, man.
All over them.
Now, here's something else they did.
It's going to be interesting.
Here's something else they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to get a workout in.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to go to the gym. They went to LA Fitness. Common folk, right? LA Fitness.
Yeah,
how about
man,
that?
Regular. That's where I used to be a member.
They kicked out all the members, and they took over the gym for 2 hours so they could have their own personal workout.
Yeah.
And normal members couldn't work out.
I have no problem with that.
Y'all are absolute slime balls for that.
No. Look at this slime
That's
ball.
That's pathetic.
I have no problem.
That's pathetic.
I have no problem with that.
People, normal folks are trying to go get their workout in. They're trying to figure some stuff out. You can afford personal gyms and stuff like that. Y'all want to sit there and try to be common folks?
Not
you
when they're sit traveling.
There? Oh, okay. But let me sit there and fake chug a drink that's 1/8 full and act like I'm some sort of common folk. And then I'm going to go shut down a whole damn gym when we got an obesity problem in America and people are trying to lose weight, and you're throwing them off their routine.
You're putting way too much thought into this.
They can go to hell.
How many times have you seen a sign on the door? Lifetime Fitness.
They go to hell.
Lifetime Fitness will be closed from 2 to 4 p.m. today. And you're like, okay, I'll go earlier or I'll go later.
That's a joke.
Huh?
That's a joke of them.
No.
Common folk.
No, because then you know they made it well worth that Lifetime Fitness's while. You know, they probably paid enough to get there. No, I have no problem with this at all. They got to work out. They got to get a workout in. And in a gym, people are going to be taking pictures of them either working out, heaven forbid, in the dressing room, stuff like that. No. This is all perfectly fine. They made it worth their while. People can adjust their workout schedule.
It's terrible.
No.
It's awful. Fine. Then don't try to be a common folk. That's all
they're
I'm saying.
Not, they're not
no,
common
No, okay.
Folk.
Well, then don't sit there and try to act like you're chugging a drink when it's 1/8 full.
People who aren't common folk chug drinks. Like everybody does that.
Just go hang out with Ice Spice, weirdo.
No.
Like they're friends too.
You're reading way too much into
taking Ice Spice in the suite. You got a Super Bowl suite, you're taking Ice Spice. That's not a plant. Get your ass out of here.
You were reading
fakest duo in the world.
No, they're
shutting down a damn gym.
That's fine. They're that's all good.
Ought to be ashamed of themselves. Coming up, the hits are lit. The Texans, they have a new boss. Kinda. They have a big game. Kinda. And the Cougs have a big game. Definitely. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.